I was born at Mile End on Blackshaw.
Oh, Mile End, right.
Yes. And I was 6 months old when they came up to Butty Fold. And then from there, I'm going to quit.
No, no.
From there, like I started school from Butty Fold, and we went up to Thorncliffe School. Well, yeah, you had to walk there and back.
Right. And have you got any memories prior to you going to school?
Before I went to school, it was just, it was chiefly village folk coming up, you know, yeah. Village children coming up playing then.
Yeah.
And going down the, just down fields and with Granny and Grandad's.
Yeah.
And he'd got, he was a blacksmith in a view.
What, and where was he?
Down near the tune where the waterfall is, you know,
yeah.
There.
That was your grandfather?
That was my granddad, oh. Granddad Ryder. Mm. And then he used to make us, oops, you know, stick. Yeah. And then we should go down, which might lose one, you see. And he said, I'm not making a major ball one. He said, but I'm not making any more. You can go back and look for it.
Right.
Then we started Sunday school early. We just started Sunday school about, and you're about three or four, you know.
Right.
That was
Sunday school. Was that
a... It's up
Upper Yoon,
yes. It's just, you know...
In the chapel.
Chapel. Right. And then I should be older when we were coming back from Sunday school, and where we shouldn't go, we went in the dye house.
Right.
And they're playing hide and seek, and we shouldn't be there. And then there's some boilers, not up at this top end, there's some more in the middle of the works.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell down this back of these boilers.
Right.
And so the other guy from the uncle come get me out. Mm-hmm. I was terrified, pitch black dark he was.
Right.
And so we got in a bit serious trouble then. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember going fetching toffees and chocolates from, there was a little shop, you see, of brown balls.
Oh,
yes, yeah. A small shop.
Yeah.
And then people fetch corn from there as well.
Yeah, from Danes Mill.
He fetched from Danes Mill going back before my time. Mm-hmm. But in my time, well, they got it back and brought it down where Alan Ball's got his workshop.
Right.
And then I can remember horses coming up from Meerbrook, up Whitty Lane, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be from Bent's Head or some from Meerbrook. And then bringing the horses to Smithy, you know,
mm-hmm.
the shard.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was nearly six when I started school, because my birthday was September, mm-hmm. and with it being winter, I didn't walk.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stayed at that school till the 13th. And I only went a week for over 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
That was more side school than you were school like.
Yeah. It's almost all good school like that. Where is
it's a church school. And you go right up, you know, up Thorncliffe Lane.
Yeah.
And it has been sold. Somebody started doing something like it years and years and years ago.
That's like that church?
Yes, yes.
Right.
That's right.
So it wasn't a church, it was a school.
It was a church and school. Church on the Sundays, you know, and
school
church.
Right. Right.
And I think that was something to do with St. Luke's
right.
Church, you know,
down in Lake. Yeah. So how many kids were at that school about?
Well, then, they collect a lot. So there were two teachers,
right.
I should say, 40, 50.
Right.
Because they came from up Marwich, you know, and we're all in the village, and there were so many from this end.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of Blackshmore walking up the hills that way.
Did some of your friends go to Ramshaw?
No, Kathleen, but that's going back to Kath, you see, came forward a long time. Kath just went about 2 years and then she went away. They went from Thorncliffe up to Ramshaw then. Chance which school you're going to from here? It's 2 miles, same
distance.
And you're going in worse country up there.
Yeah, true, yeah.
And I think as near as they've gone down fields would have been Meerbrook. But Mum wouldn't let us do that because she did have wet feet all the time, also got going wellies.
Yeah.
So that's why we walked on to it.